Canto 10. My master, by a hidden path, now made his way between the city and the plain of torment. As I followed him, I stayed close to his shoulder. "You by whom I gain access," I said, "to all these rings of sin, my height of virtue, could you stoop to tell me this much? These tombs, those who lie within, can they be seen? The lids are off. As well, no one keeps guard." And he to me, "They all will be locked down when, from Jehoshaphat, they come back with the bodies they let fall on earth. In this part you are looking at lie Epicurus and his followers, from ancient times until the present day. All who believe that death for souls concurs with death for flesh. Your question? Let's just say that soon it will be answered there inside, along with the desire that you conceal." "Master," I said, "the reason that I hide my heart is just to answer your appeal, made several times, that I say less to you." "Tuscan, who earned on earth by fitting speech the right to walk invulnerable through this city's fire, one moment I beseech of your time. By your accent, you were born in that same noble country which I left, perhaps because of my ideals, more torn than mended." I, of bravery bereft by this abrupt voice from the tomb, now drew a little closer to my guide, and he to me. "Come on, what's wrong with you? Look where he rises so that you can see his whole form from the waist up. Know him now? It's Farinata." I had turned my eyes to his. I knew him. Proud in chest and brow, he rose like one who only can despise all hell can do. The sure hand of my guide steered me to him between the sepulchres with this advice: "Make your words dignified." I stopped at the tomb's foot. There was a pause. The shade surveyed me. Then in scorn almost, he asked, "Your ancestors, what was their cause?" Keen to obey, I told him. If a ghost can raise an eyebrow, his did. Then his voice, "Your people were fierce enemies to me and mine and to my clan. I had no choice. Twice they were scattered." "You mean made to flee," I said. "And if they did, they twice returned from every haven they took refuge in, an art you Ghibellines have never learned." Another shade on view from crown to chin only now rose beside him. On its knees, I think, it looked around me where I stood, as if I had not come alone to these extremes, and then its last hopes not made good, it spoke through tears. "If you for your great skills in poetry are led here through this blind Bastille, where is my son? He who fulfills the same description, is he left behind?" And I, "Not just my own worth brings me here, and he who waits for me where I might go, your Guido could have held him much more dear." His words and form of pain had let me know his name already, hence my full reply, at which he jerked straight. "What is it that you say? Have held, not holds? You use the past tense. Why? Does he not live? Does not the light of day still sweetly wound his eyes?" When he had seen how slow I was to answer, he fell back and disappeared. As if this had not been, that other great one who had checked my track, his face unchanged, his neck unbent, still straight his body, spoke to what I'd said before. "If it be true they failed to learn, my fate in this bed hurts me less than that thought. Nor will you be spared for 50 moons from now, the moon which is her face, the one who reigns down here. You white Guelphs will be taught just how hard it can be to come back. It remains, if ever you return to that sweet air, for you to tell me why the Florentines conspire to drive my kindred to despair in all their laws." And I, "Our Senate means by what it speaks to recollect the rout and massacre of Montaperti. Red with blood the Arabia flowed." For once in doubt, he sighed and shook his head, and then he said, "It wasn't me alone, nor with the rest would I have moved unprompted. But alone I was, when all agreed it would be best to wipe out Florence. I was on my own in a defense with open helm professed." so that your faction might at last know peace, I begged. Assist me to untie a knot from which my tangled judgment craves release. Is what I'm told a fact, that you have got the secret of foreseeing what time brings, but only at a distance and not now? Like those with faulty sight, we can see things only far off, he said, for that is how much light the Lord still grants us. Things more near or here leave our minds helpless, and unless the news is brought by others, nothing's clear about the human state. Thus, you may guess that all we know will lie dead on the day of judgment, when the future will be sealed. Then sorrow for my fault moved me to say, could you now tell that other one who reeled and fell back that his son yet lives? And let him know that if my answer was so slow before, it was because I was beset with that doubt you have settled. Keen to go, my master was recalling me. In haste, I begged the shade to read the roll of those there with him. He to me. Here lie encased more than 1,000. Fiery tombs enclose the second Frederick, sensual emperor, and Cardinal Ottaviano, who boasted of his lost soul, and many more of whom I will say nothing. Back into his crucible he vanished, and I turned towards my ancient poet, thinking still of what I had just heard and how it burned with such hostility. And what thoughts fill your head? He asked as we walked. I replied. What he has said against you, you should hold in memory, he said. But that aside, you must attend to what you see unfold as we proceed. He pointed and spoke on. When you are bathed in the sweet radiance of her whose fair eyes leave the sun outshone and see all, then the full significance of your life's journey you will learn from her. He turned left, and the wall was at our back, and downward, even further than we were. We worked towards the center on a track into a valley which, even as high as where we strode, still stank to make you cry.